Callie and Kyle had friends everywhere. If it wasn't one of them in gym or bio, it was Brenna and Sam in English, Trevor and Matthias in Spanish. Often there was nothing more than a, "Hey, Venereal." But there was never less. And sometimes they got creative. Sharp triangles of folded paper pitched against the back of her head. A stack of venereal disease brochures left on her desk. Her own father's brochures. She'd typed the originals. She didn't think they knew that. Verna liked eating lunch on the loading dock with Layla and Justinian and Chris, sitting on the rough concrete and knowing that she was safe. At the mall with Layla, she spent all of her birthday money on a pair of high black boots. The next day, seeing her own black-booted feet among the others on the loading dock pleased her. As did the wood-shaving smell of the art studio, talking to Jared, the knowledge that the day was almost over. She felt smaller every day. In biology, Kyle Dabrowski and Brad Anastero kept up the endless whispers. "Hey, Venereal, you ever do a helicopter? You ever do it like Superman?" She didn't understand, and the confusion only annoyed her more. "Good boots," Jared said in art.
"Thanks," she said.
After school, at Eric's, he lived with his dad in a low-income housing development. Verna had never been there before, but it was just like any other apartment complex, with parked cars and tricycles in front of the houses. Layla told Verna that they wanted to dye her hair. Sitting on Eric's bed, which was unmade and didn't smell clean, Verna felt cornered. When Layla had dyed her hair, Mother had cried. She wasn't a crier, their mother.
"I'm not sure," she said.
"You hate your hair," Layla said. "You've told me that 1,000 times.
"If you hate it, change it," Chris said.
Layla picked up a piece of Verna's hair.
"Come on, V. It'll be beautiful."
And then Justinian, standing in the doorway, said,
"Go ahead, do it."